retrieval spikes, and Sterling is state champs in 2013.
Music. All things silver and blue. Streaming to you live from Somerville, New Jersey, this is WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Elite 8 show for the boy band region of the second annual Sterling Radio March Madness Music. We want to start our show.
Who are you?
Oh yeah. I'm Real Top with Aaron Green and Jared Morales.
Hello.
And we want to start our show off with some boy band news.
We're going to have a quick moment of silence for the loss of Zayn Malik out of One
moment
Direction.
Of silence, everyone.
He is recently retired from One Direction, so we're just going to take
and
a couple
means,
seconds.
That means a lot to us because we're
big fans.
No, I mean,
really,
I'm not really a big fan, but we're the boy band group, so
we're going to take this serious.
It's like a loss of one of our brothers.
It is. So it's 5 seconds. This is our moment of silence. I can't do that. And
all right, so there was that. today we have the, I think... In my opinion, this is probably the best matchup in the tournament. It's NSYNC against the Backstreet Boys, which is like the ultimate boy band matchup.
The 1-2 seed.
Yeah, and it's the two biggest boy bands ever.
Everyone knows.
And they're like, I don't know, I feel like their music sounds the same.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like, I kind of get confused.
Yeah, and it'll be fun to see who... comes out of this.
Yeah,
I think NSYNC will come out
so
on top.
I.
Actually,
I'm Backstreet Boys, but it doesn't. It's whatever happens, happens.
All right, so we're gonna start with "It's Gonna Be Me" by NSYNC, and you're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Gonna be me.
Never seen enough for you. You don't wanna lose.
it pop.
Yo, what? BT. Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out? The thing you got to realize, what we're doing is not a trend. We got the gift of melody, we're gonna bring it till the end. Come on now. Like the car I drive, what I wear around my neck. All that matters. Since you recognize that it's just about respect. It doesn't matter. How the clothes I wear and where I go and why. All that matters. It's that you get hyped and we'll do it to you every time. Come on now. You ever wonder why this music gets you high? It takes you on a ride. Dirty pop, baby, baby, you can't stop. I know you like this. Dirty pop. Now, why you wanna try to classify the type of thing that we do? Cause we're just fine doing what we like, and we say the same for you. I'm tired of feeling all around me animosity. Just worry about drugs, cause I'ma get mine. Now, people, can't you see? It doesn't matter. Like the car I drive, or the ice around my neck. That you recognize that it's just about respect. It doesn't matter. About the clothes I wear and where I go and why. All that matters. It's that you get hyped and we think it's every time. Come on. You ever wonder why? Why? Get too high. Feel it when you're
I'm tired of singing.
You just heard it's gonna be me and Dirty Pop by NSYNC. That concludes the first half of our matchup, I believe. Me, Aaron, and Jared, we were just talking about how all boy bands do like genuinely. Is that a word?
Yeah, generally.
I'm trying to figure out how
generally,
to say.
They all do
the same choreography. Yeah. And we were
a nice fist pump, Jersey fist pump. It's a big one. A little shimmy. Only you could see.
Yeah, if only you could see.
This Saturday marked NSYNC's No String Attached album turned 15 years old. On
Oh, that's some fun fact to the day.
Now you know. May know.
You might know. That might be factual.
Thank you, Wikipedia. No, I'm just kidding.
Coming up, we have the Backstreet Boys.
And that's who Aaron thinks is going to win.
Yeah,
Jared and I aren't, so we don't really think that's the case, but
we'll see.
Who knows, because there's been a lot of upsets mm-hmm. recently, and it's possible. Yeah. Anything's possible.
Who do you think's going to come out of the Imagine Dragons Coldplay?
Imagine Dragons.
Oh. You guys want to say that anymore in sync or something?
Yeah, so far we have Ed Sheeran versus, like, tomorrow the show is going to be Ed Sheeran versus the winner of the alt-rock region, which we will be telling you shortly.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, and on Monday it's going to be Whitney Houston against the winner of today's matchup, NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys.
It's going to be NSYNC.
It's going to be me.
Oh, that was a good one. Aaron cracked herself up because all she does is make up puns about our boy band.
Wait till the end of the show, you guys will be very impressed.
Yeah, we have some puns
coming up.
So, yeah, coming up next, we have the Backstreet Boys after a short little break starting with Larger Than Life here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Hey there, this is Mr. John Gardner, Assistant Curriculum Director of Sterling High School and AP U.S. History teacher, and you are listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Now
Okay, so you just heard Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys. And we are here with the results from the alt-rock show yesterday, Imagine Dragons versus Coldplay. And can we get...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, drum roll.
It's really sassy.
It was a really close vote.
Yeah, it was really, really close.
This is the biggest upset in the entire...
You really?
Technically, with the number standings.
I don't know. I think Ed Sheeran kind of upset Katy Perry.
Okay, so...
the winner is...
Imagine Dragons with the upset.
Yeah, because they are the 8 seed.
Sorry, Coldplay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, Imagine Dragons were the 8 seed and beating out the 1. The
Coldplay was the 3rd seed.
Yeah, but Ed Sheeran went through everyone.
And he was the 7th seed. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
but
right.
Imagine Dragons was the 8th seed, the very last. Very, very last. So that technically it's a big upset, but that's what we wanted in the first place.
We have we are the only group that has the 1st and 2nd seed still in the competition.
Yeah, Beyonce got knocked out this
Whitney
round.
Houston, who's still in, is the 3rd seed. Ed Sheeran is the 7th seed. And Imagine Dragons is the 8th seed. And then we'll either have NSYNC at the 1st seed or Backstreet Boys with the 2nd seed.
So we'll have the highest seed.
Yeah.
No surprise.
No, no.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, coming up next, it's I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
I Want It That Way that the Backstreet Boys will win.
Another pun.
That was my best one.
You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I. Tell me why.
some beautiful singing by Aaron and Brielle.
You just heard I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, and that concludes their portion of the show. I don't know who... I honestly don't know. Anybody could win this. It's like a...
It's a coin toss.
It's a coin toss. People do that all the time, though.
Bumper? What's a bumper?
Ah, it's a misspelling.
People really do that all the time. Like, coin toss.
Coin toss, I meant. Sorry. Okay, so...
We would really appreciate it if you voted for our show, because so far we've always had
the highest
amount of votes.
We need to keep that going.
And we want to keep that going.
Let's break that 170. We still hold the record for 170, but I want to break it. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling 200. 220? 30?
I'm thinking like 1,000.
Oh.
1,000.
And it should be within one vote, like how close the matchup should be. That'd be intense.
I think that's how this matchup is going to be. It's going to be between one or two votes, because really it's anybody's.
Yeah. Either one could win. Deserves it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, Backstreet Boys won. Oh, darn it. No.
In my opinion...
No, it's going to be NSYNC won, yes.
NSYNC was out longer than the Backstreet Boys, and I feel as if their music is more, like, dancey, like...
nice. Like, but it's surprising how well the Backstreet Boys did, being that there was NSYNC, considering Backstreet Boys was that second group. Wait, no, was NSYNC that second group?
No, Backstreet Boys was the second group.
Yeah, so it's pretty.
We had to do a lot of research on these two bands, and
it's pretty surprising that they held their own.
The Backstreet Boys were created because one of the members didn't make the cut for NSYNC.
That is right. Just pretty impressive. I give them kudos.
And
kudos.
We know.
That's a good word.
Nice.
Aaron, Jared, and I know a lot about the boy band world.
We do now.
But do I?
We just
do
make
I?
Our own.
Well, I mean, I don't know if Jared does, but Aaron and I
are just going to make our own group.
Have done a lot of research for this show, and we found out a lot, and that's why we were so upset when we found out Zayn left One Direction.
Just another moment of silence.
It's not that deep.
I met Zayn. At Walmart, and he gave me a high five.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, on St. Patrick's Day in 2012.
Yeah. That seems like that's a while ago.
So let's talk about who do you think is going to win, Ed Sheeran versus Imagine Dragons.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Imagine Dragons.
We have a
I guess that's
voice
a throw up.
In the room that says that's Imagine Dragons. Chris Tran, but you know.
Shout out to Chris Tran for being.
Shout out.
It's a toy cost.
That's the word of the day.
Toin cost.
That's
toin cost between Imagine Dragons and Ed Sheeran. It's anybody's game.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston versus
I feel like Whitney Houston's going to be the sleeper of this.
Yeah.
She could possibly win this whole thing.
Oh no.
Why not?
Well, boy bands are more fun.
Boy bands are fun.
Whitney Houston's Whitney Houston.
And everybody loves a good throwback. Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Way back Wednesday.
Throwback
Flashback
Tuesday.
Flashback Friday.
Throwback Tuesday. Candy Monday, boy bands.
Oh. It's not Monday.
Transformation Tuesday, the 90s to now. You can put a boy band...
Any day of the week.
Any day of the week, the boy bands can be on our Instagram.
I guess.
Watch.
I think that after college, Jared Morales is going to join.
He's
going to
create his own.
Rob Strauss is going to help me with my boy band. Right, Strauss?
No.
He said yes. He'd love to.
that was a very enthusiastic yes from Mr. Strauss.
Yeah, Strauss, I feel very appreciated right now.
Strauss is like, no. I could see Jared in a boy band.
Why?
I don't know. You could be the one everybody loves.
You already should know that.
Too bad there's no snow on the ground. Nah, just kidding. It's warm today. 68 degrees.
Yeah, but it's pouring.
Chance of rain.
Yeah, it was raining.
Fields are a little muddy, but we can be out there anyway.
Go lacrosse.
Relax. Lex is like.
Lex. And Vol.
Vol.
Well, go Brielle Toph.
Yeah, Brielle Toph is just her own.
Oh, and special shout out to Christina Moffitt. Oh, yeah,
special shout out to our engineer, Christina Moffitt, for the... Christina likes to engineer. I don't think she likes to talk that much.
Do you have anything to say to the fans out here?
No, that was a head shake.
No, she doesn't. No. Yeah, she'd rather...
Tomorrow's show. Be the brains of the operations.
Tomorrow's show is Ed Sheeran versus...
Imagine Dragons.
And it was supposed to be the boy band group versus Whitney Houston.
We had to do a little rearranging.
But
we wouldn't really know who won until tomorrow, so we can't do a show.
If we're not going to know who won, so we had to do a little changing.
So we'll see you on Man Candy Monday for boy bands.
Yeah!
Man Candy Monday, we will see you with...
Will our man candies
survive? Oh my gosh.
Justin Timberlake.
Everyone thinks she has the most amazing puns. Actually, wait. Justin Timberlake just recently got voted out by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. So yeah.
If NSYNC is to win, say like, all right, just say out of nowhere, NSYNC wins the whole thing.
It's possible.
That means there's a win for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
So JT had probably the best shot of winning something.
And not a lot of people put, like, no one else had two chances, sorry. No one else.
Who would have thought that the Final Four would be...
Oh.
By the way, I'm Strauss.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm not Morales. Who would have thought that Ed Sheeran and Imagine Dragons and Whitney Houston, and we don't know who's going to win this matchup, but it could be either NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys,
probably
would be
NSYNC
in your Final Four. That's almost impossible.
See, everyone else is a sleeper except us because we have the 1 and 2 seed.
I think this
means you guys are predictable.
We had a well thought. If we're predictable, then I don't understand why my bracket's so bad.
We know our fan base. We know our fan base.
Well played.
Yeah.
Who's your pick? I mean, right now, if you guys have to pick between Ed Sheeran and Imagine Dragons, that's a great show.
Imagine Dragons. Of course, I would go Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran took out Katy Perry in the first round.
Good.
Very big upset.
Maroon 5 in the second round.
Boo.
And Justin Timberlake in the regional semifinal. Or in the final, rather. In the regional final. Let's go to Whitney. Whitney defeated Celine Dion, Madonna, and Beyonce.
That was surprising.
Serious? Clark?
She's on a roll.
Beyonce?
You kidding me right now?
She's out to take out the 1 and 2 seeds.
There are a lot of people who are mad about that. Like, very. They basically told me that it was a joke that Beyonce didn't beat Whitney Houston.
They should vote then.
Yeah, that's.
If you don't like it, please vote.
Yeah, please vote. And speaking of voting, the link is, I'm typing up the link right now. And it's going to be out shortly for your region, to do, whether it's going to be NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys.
No, Aaron, NSYNC.
I want it that way.
Backstreet Boys.
That's Backstreet Boys, so thank you.
Yeah, I want NSYNC.
But you can't say that.
No.
You can't say that. That's a conflict of interest.
Well, okay, so will we be saying bye-bye?
Oh, my God.
There she goes. This is you guys do an amazingly funny show.
It's all because of Aaron Green.
Where will Backstreet be back? Backstreet's back. Backstreet might be back.
I know. I want it that way.
Yeah. Backstreet. Yeah. Killing them. Ooh.
Our show is the punniest show.
We are.
The punniest. Oh, punniest. God. This show needs to end.
This has been...
Real Tough.
Aaron Green.
Jay Morales.
Rob
Christina Moffitt.
Sorry to give a shout out to the engineer who's going to be on mic. Everybody's going to be on mic on... tomorrow, because it's going to be...
And Tuesday
as well.
No, we're Monday.
I have a doctor's appointment Tuesday.
Strauss,
well, then the whole tournament's going to be canceled.
We're on Monday.
Yes, Monday. So it's going to be tomorrow and Monday. Should be a pretty good show. And stay tuned to Sterling High School Radio. We've got some really good stuff coming up.
Let's vote for our show.
That's going to be it for the show.
If you don't vote...
You should.
Then
you can't complain.
Yeah. Then you're not... You're not cool.
Oh,
I was trying to think of something.
We'll be back on tomorrow. Maybe Brielle will have a full thought put together. But we'll see what happens.
You've been listening.
March Madness and Music. Take it away, guys.
You
have been listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Boom.
Pow.
Bang.
Pow.
Goodbye.
Peace.